In conversation. So I will do my best to answer a few questions, but I know my accent and my English is not very good. So let's try it. What are you currently writing? I'm working on a book for youthness. It will be coming out this spring. It's about family and eventually separation and things that make kids worried about family issues. So I'm working on this for this spring, and I have album, a CD that is coming out in December, which is a mix of songs, spoken words, some poetry that I'm reading, but with a lot of collaboration from a few musicians here. And I think it's a great project. I can't wait to send it to the world everywhere. So that's the two big projects for now, the album and the book for the kids. But I have also two novels that I'm working on. I don't know which one will take the lead when I will be ready to really work on the novel. I need a lot of time to do so, but I have always few projects like that at the same time. What are you currently reading? I'm reading Michel Tremblay. I just finished the last one from Margaret Atwood, The Testament, and I really appreciate both. So it's a good stretch of reading. Sometimes I'm like few weeks without finding the good books for me, but for now it's a good stretch. I think that I discovered the Michel Tremblay at the right moments, and the right moment to do so, because when I read it the first time, I think I was too young, but now I really appreciate the way he's writing. So it's a good thing to go back to some readings that were a little hard when we were younger. Why do you write? Well, why not? I write because I like it, because there's people out there who want to read what I have to write. And for me, writing is really a relationship. I'm not the kind of writer that I have to write for myself, because I have things inside me. And yeah, I have a lot of things inside me, but if there's nobody to read me in the end, I won't write it. I will meditate. So I write because I like to get in touch with people through words, through books. I like when writers get in touch with me through their books, through their ideas. So for me, it's a way to be in relationship with the world. So that's why I write. Who, where, when, and what influence your writing? I think everything have an influence. It's sure the books that we read will have a great influence, because that's how you get your own way, by seeing the others, how they're doing, what in their books make you react. So I think that consciousness or not, you take everything from your writing, but from your living too, from anything that make you react in the days of the weeks. So at the end, you take all of this and you make a story or a poem with it. So I think that's how it work. Where do you write? Well, I write at my desk in my house. I can't understand how some writers can write their books in the coffee and in some public space. I really need to concentrate. I really need to get in some kind of state of mind to write. So it's something that I do really alone. I'm doing some shows too, so sometimes I write like in backstage, but when I write backstage, I have to be alone and to be concentrated. So that's where I write. What does and doesn't help you write? Well, what helps? It's coffee. I take a sip. coffee and also being up early. I think for me, the best way to write is in the morning. The earlier is the better, because that's when I have most energy, inspiration, and kids didn't drain all my mojo, all my energy in the morning. At the end of the day, as a parent, as a human, and as a writer, I'm pretty done, so I have to do it early. What do you write with? Computer. When I write with a pencil, it's really for my nearby, for to write poem or like romantic stuff, but you won't read it. You will not read it. What makes you happy? To find a good sentence at the right time when you work a lot on part of the book and something is missing, and when you finally find it, it's like great source of happiness for me. Do you have a preference for fiction, nonfiction, or poetry in your reading or writing? I think there's something great in all kind of stuff. I think it's a great accomplishment of literature to be so rich in so many ways, and that's why I like to write poetry, to write songs for me or for others, to write some fiction, nonfiction too. So I'm pretty much in everything about this. I'm still excited to discover things in all these type of writings and readings. Tell us your favorite words and why it's your favorite. I think my favorite word is time, or maybe I would say memento mori, because time is our greatest ally and the worst threat to our life. Time is killing us, but nothing can be done without time. So it's my favorite word because it still fascinates me. The time it takes to write a book, and the hope you have that this book will survive in time. So I'm happy that I've took the time to respond your questions, and now I will go back to writing. Have a nice day.